It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Mac Miller got arrested for a DUI around 1 a.m. this morning. He crashed his G-Wagon into a foam pool while two passengers were in the car with him. He and the two passengers fled the scene on foot, but when the cops ran the plates, they arrived at Mac Miller's house where he admitted to driving drunk and fleeing the scenes. Cop did say, however, he was the most polite and nice intoxicated person that they've ever seen.
That's not going to help you, though.
Mac was cuffed and taken to jail. His bail was set at $15,000, and as it stands right now, he is still behind bars. And Shawn Mendes was on Ellen and talked about what it was like to be named one of the Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People.
I think like when you see your name on something like that, it's a very cool moment, but it's not until you actually step foot into the room with those people, the other people on the list. Everybody, like the night was beautiful, but everybody was standing up and telling stories about their lives, and I was there and I was just like blown away that I was even in a room with those types of people.
He just keeps getting more adorable every time he opens his mouth.
Oh, totally adorable. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And Meghan Markle issued a statement about her father. She did confirm that her father, Thomas Markle, will not be attending her wedding tomorrow to Prince Harry. The actress said, "Sadly, my father will not be attending our wedding. I have always cared for my father and hope he can be given the space he needs to focus on his health." Her dad suffered a heart attack last week and had surgery earlier this week to go in and clear blockage, repair damage, and put a stent in. He's now recovering, and he said, "I hate the idea of missing one of the greatest moments in history and, of course, walking my daughter down the aisle." But it was announced early this morning that Prince Charles will be the one walking her down the aisle tomorrow.
Are you going to get up early? I think it's like 4 o'clock Eastern if you want to watch the beginning of the ceremonies, and like 7 o'clock when they actually get married, our time.
I'm not trying to like be a total like badass here, but I'm probably going to be out until 4 a.m. tonight.
All right, so maybe eat some pizza and
maybe some pizza in the royal wedding.
Drunkenly cry, "Why can't I be married?"
13 Reasons Why is officially out on Netflix as of today. It is still, of course, causing some controversy. There are teachers and mental health professionals, many of whom advise teens against watching it. But superfans, mostly this school age, relate strongly to protagonist Hannah, who's a victim of misogyny, rape culture, and casual sexism. But a recent study showed that 71% of teens were more likely to discuss their problems after watching the show. Season 2 doesn't contain any scenes as ill-advised as Hannah's suicide, but it doesn't steer clear of controversy either.
I'm going to be interested to see how it goes. I loved it, and I binged that so hard.
Right.
So I'm going to check it out today. My wife's not that interested in it, but I actually want to see it.
It's kind of hard to watch. I'm not going to lie. I had to like pause and like come back to episodes while I watched the first season, but I'll probably watch the second. And Neve Schulman is accused of sexual misconduct. The production of Catfish is on hold as the show's host and executive producer is being investigated for sexual misconduct. In a video posted on YouTube, a woman who appeared on the show in 2015 alleges that she was sexually harassed by the host of the hit MTV show throughout the production. Schulman denied the claim, saying the behavior described in this video did not happen, and I'm fortunate that there are a number of former colleagues who were present during this time period who are willing to speak up with the truth. MTV did suspend the production of the show and says they will take the allegations very seriously. And Sandra Bullock answered rapid-fire questions about her co-stars from the many, many movies she has done in her past on an episode of Ellen yesterday.
Which co-star was the most fun to kiss?
Keanu Reeves.
Who's your first celebrity crush?
I would have to say probably Keanu Reeves.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good one. All right. Have you ever seen George Clooney naked?
No.
What's your favorite curse word?
Me. It doesn't go outward. It takes it on me.
Yeah. Who is someone you've never worked with that you'd like to do a love scene with?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh.
I absolutely love Sandra Bullock.
Do
love
it.
Love Sandra Bullock. And that is the garbage.
Thanks so much. Live the web, girl.